Well, hi, and welcome to Radical Sex, Part 2, 7 Strategies for Radical Sex. And I'm David Steele. I'm founder of Relationship Coaching Institute and co-author of Radical Sex, Your Relationship as Your Greatest Adventure. And with me tonight is the love of my life, the co-author of Radical Sex, Darlene Steele. Welcome, Darlene.
Well, thank you. And it's more than just Radical Sex. We're actually co-authors of Radical Marriage.
Did I really do that?
Yeah, you did.
Now, that's an example of a wonderful wifely correction there. Very, very positive, very gentle. So thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. Yes, we are the co-authors of Radical Marriage, and today's program is Radical Sex, Part 2. Last time we presented Part 1, which is 7 Strategies for Great Sex, and in the book is described as good sex. But really, it's more than good. It's, you know, if you follow those strategies, you will have a great sex life. So what's beyond that? What's beyond great? Well, radical. So let's cover today what that means, what that looks like. So the question we have for you, again, is what would make you radically, ecstatically happy with your sex life beyond your wildest dreams? And this is what's true for you. This is whatever comes up for you. Having a radical sex life, having a radical marriage, it's whatever would make you radically, ecstatically happy. There's no normal. There's no standard to follow. There's no number to meet. It's whatever would make you radically, ecstatically happy. So our intention is to support you to take your relationship far beyond what most couples experience. And that is the best way to affair-proof your marriage. That is the best way to prevent divorce. That is the best way to live the life you really want without any regrets and grow old with the love of your life. So in terms of radical sex, what do you want? What does that mean for you? Does it mean daily sex? Would you want to have sex every day? Does it mean kinky sex, the freedom to be adventurous and venture off into kinky stuff? Does it mean extraordinary sex? Does it mean whenever you want? Does it mean being adventurous? It's really whatever it is for you. Our intention and our goal is that you reach beyond what you consider to be realistic and that you reach beyond what you consider to be possible. Because whatever the ceiling is, whatever that limit is, it is absolutely self-fulfilling. Guaranteed you will not go beyond that. And what we've discovered, whether by intention or accident, is that, yes, you can go far beyond that, and it is quite an adventure. And so that's the whole purpose behind the book, Radical Marriage. So when it comes to just regular traditional sex in a couple relationship versus radical sex, it really comes down to three important things. The first is to take responsibility for what you want. And this might sound like a no-brainer, and this might be slap your forehead, simple, well, of course, but how many people actually do this, you know, versus how many people hold their partner responsible for making them happy or reading their mind or being there for them when they want it or figuring out how to please them? So take responsibility for what you want. Second, be clear about what you want. Here's another no-brainer, and it's also surprising how few people are clear. They can actually tell you and define what will make them happy. And so our question in the beginning of what would make you radically, ecstatically happy beyond your wildest dreams, when you are able to clearly define that, when you can see it, hear it, touch it, and speak to it, when you can describe it, then you are probably about 90% close to making it actually happen. So what you can conceive, you can achieve, right? So being clear about what you want is incredibly important and incredibly rare, surprisingly. And, of course, that's where our job security comes in as coaches, because people want to be happy. They know that. but they're not clear about what would make them happy. And sitting down with a coach is the absolute best prescription for how to get absolute clarity when you wouldn't even think it was possible. Third, take action towards what you want. So as relationship coaches and the coaching world in general, we're all about action. We're all about results. And, you know, yeah, you know, you have to have some understanding and some knowledge and you have to figure it out. But really, you know, getting into action is what's going to, you know, make things happen. So this is the difference between regular sex and radical sex is take responsibility for what you want, be clear about what you want, take action towards what you want. If you are doing those three things, you are way ahead of the game, and you will be happy and successful in your life, your relationship, and your sex life. So there are some attitudes that are needed, and we define three requirements, three things that must be in place for radical sex to happen. And the first is a radical sex attitude, and an example of well, first of all, an attitude. What's an attitude? An attitude is like a belief. It's a point of view. It's where you're coming from on the inside that tends to show up on the outside. So what you think and believe and what's true for you on the inside, that's what you're going to talk about. That's what you're going to say. That's what you're going to do. So your attitude tends to become your reality and how you live your life and the choices you make. So what we recommend to you is to adopt these kinds of attitudes. These are just examples of what an attitude might be. So to have a radical sex attitude, it seems to us that you might strive to be the best partner you can be. And it's, you know, kind of human nature to kind of look at your partner and want them to show up for you. That's okay. But we need to strive to be the best partner that we can be as well. It's a two-way street. Another example of an attitude is to have the intention to co-create the sexual relationship that we both want. So intention means that you make it your goal. You choose it on the inside. And, of course, you do something about it on the outside. But an intention means you set your intention. And your intention is what? To co-create the sexual relationship that you both want. It's not just about what I want. It's not just about what you want. But both of us supporting each other to get what we both want, and we're going to co-create that. So it's a team effort. And that is so cool because as a team, you can accomplish things far beyond what you could by yourself. And lastly, an example of an attitude is to be willing to be open and adventurous as opposed to closed or wanting to stay safe or not wanting to try new things, or your first reaction to a request your partner has might be no. That's sort of the opposite we're talking about here. Be willing to be open and adventurous. You know, it doesn't mean you have to do anything you don't want to do. It doesn't mean that you have no boundaries. What it does mean is that you counter the normal, natural human resistance to new things and choose to be open and adventurous. So, requirement number two, radical sex action. You take initiative and responsibility by doing things with and for your partner every day that benefit your sexual relationship. So let's look at the pieces of this. Taking initiative means that you are not waiting to be asked. You're not being reactive. You are being proactive. And responsibility means that you are taking responsibility instead of waiting for your partner to do it, or you know, it's holding yourself responsible. It's being willing to, you know, step into creating the relationship and the life and the sexual relationship that you want rather than just letting it happen or holding your partner responsible for it. And every day that benefit your sexual relationship. So, and this doesn't necessarily mean sex every day, although it could be. What benefits your sexual relationship is communication, intimacy, commitment, you know, every little favor or thought or kind action or word. Everything that you do and say in the relationship has the potential to benefit your sexual relationship. So it does seem to be true that your sexual relationship will pretty much be a mirror or reflection of the rest of your relationship. So if things aren't going well in your general overall relationship, your sexual relationship isn't going to be all that great. So they do tend to go together. So pretty much anything you do with and for your partner will benefit your sexual relationship. But taking initiative and responsibility means that you will do so with intention, and you will do so every day. And this does mean that your relationship and your marriage and your partner is a priority for you, a daily priority, not just whenever you get around to it, not just when you have time for it, not that you let everything else get in the way, you know, first. No, they are an absolute priority. You find a way to make them a priority, even with all the demands on your time and your life. So third is radical sex strategies. We need to have strategies. We need to have things to do. And so guess what? We have some for you today. We're going to share with you 7 strategies for radical sex. These are our favorites. There's probably a lot more, but, you know, this is a pretty good start. So let's go ahead and get started. 7 strategies for radical sex. Strategy number 1 is identify your biggest dream or vision for your sexual relationship. To achieve your goal, you must be clear about what it is in detail. And this, you know, to have a great life or to go beyond automatic pilot and just the default of what happens in your everyday life, you need to create a vision for it. And, you know, you have a vision. It's inside you. And it wants to come out. And in coaching, this is one of the first things we do is we help our clients get in touch with their vision and define their vision and expand their vision. And so here you would identify your biggest dream or vision for your sexual relationship. Dream big. Think big. You know, if you could be radically, ecstatically happy with your sexual relationship, what would that look like?
Well, you know, David, this is hard for people to even imagine their vision at all. Sometimes just their vision in life is difficult. But it is especially difficult with someone's sexual relationship because there's a lot of stuff behind people's sexual needs and desires. And recently I was just talking to a friend of mine who, she's in her early 30s, should be in, you know, the prime of her sexual life, but really has no interest in sex with her husband. Just, she loves her husband, but just really has no interest in sex. So I posed this kind of question to her and you know, asking her what would be the vision for a great sex life. And she said, well, I guess I would like to have sex once a month. And I said, no. What would be the best? What would be the ultimate? Describe that to me. And she said, okay, every other week. sometimes this is a process.
Well, what makes me happy is if my husband didn't want sex anymore.
That was what her real answer was, right? That was her real answer. She couldn't see beyond that filter. This is a very, you know, you're kind of going fast over this, but really having this vision is more difficult than it seems.
Well, that's when you need a relationship coach. That's for sure. Thank you. Great story, sweetheart. So talk about what you want with your partner. And this might sound really, really simple, but this is really all it takes. And when you are inside your own head trying to figure out, what do I want, you know, it might be hard to get in touch with. When you start talking with your partner about it, your partner, just by listening and just by having a conversation back and forth, will help you uncover. It's just this magical phenomenon that happens in a relationship. And there's a reason that you chose your partner. You guys click for some reason. You mirror each other somehow. there's some dynamic between you two that is supportive of you being your best self and having your best life. And so since you chose your partner for a reason, and since you click somehow, since there's some sort of synergy or chemistry going on, then all it takes is spending time with your partner and talking with each other about what you want. What do your life to be like? What do you want your sex life to be like? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? What are your fears? What are your desires? Talk about what you want with your partner. If you get nothing else out of today's program, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Just take the time to sit down and talk with your partner about what you want. And, of course, as Darlene's example of, here's a woman who is aware of what she doesn't want. I don't want sex every day. I only want it once a month. I would be happy if my husband didn't want sex. You know, so don't talk about what you don't want or what doesn't work for you. Talk more about what you do want. And you, like the layers of the onion, you will uncover more and more and more that this really is the secret. And together, create a shared vision for your life together. You know, it is beautiful and wonderful when that happens. You can be living that vision. I know couples that are doing this, you know, that have, the dream life. You know, we have friends that are doing this. We are doing it. It's because, you know, that vision, it was defined. You know, it's been my dream and vision for most of my life to meet the love of my life and to actually work together, to have a shared mission together. When I met Darlene, you know, she's a registered nurse. She had her own profession. She was very passionate about it. I never dreamed in a million years that she would give that up or change that. But we ended up meeting, getting married, and she decided she wanted to join me in my business, and she wanted to support the mission of relationship coaching and supporting singles and couples to have successful relationships. And so, you know, what I dreamed and wished and wanted, you know, came true. And so create a shared vision for your sex life together, as well as your life together, but we're talking about sex today. And it is really, once you do, you'll be 90% there, honestly. So radical action for identifying your biggest dream or vision for your sexual relationship is schedule a mini relationship retreat with your partner today. If you are listening to us now, look at your partner, break out your calendar, set a date for a mini relationship retreat, and use the relationship journal or use any other way you want to. Well, all it means is you are devoting a block of time to spending together to talk about your relationship and what you want, and helping each other uncover more and more of what you want, and making plans and agreements and strategizing and brainstorming. It is the absolute best thing you can do for your life and relationship. So please, get your calendar out right now. Schedule a mini relationship retreat with your partner. And this can be half a day on a weekend. It can be going away for the weekend. It can be a whole week. It can be whatever you need it to be. You don't need to allow, you know, money or time constraints to get in the way. It can just start with an hour or two, a mini relationship retreat. It can be a self-guided retreat. Or if you are lucky enough to have a relationship coach or you want to hire a relationship coach, your relationship coach can facilitate your relationship retreat. But it can be self-guided, absolutely, and in the Radical Marriage book, we include strategies and tools for doing that, including our favorite, the Relationship Journal. And we actually describe how to conduct your own relationship retreat. So that is Radical Strex strategy number one, 1 out of 7. Identify your biggest dream or vision for your sexual relationship. That's where it all starts. What you can conceive, you can achieve. Number two is practice radical intimacy. And it almost seems unfair to take a chapter from the Radical Marriage book that is not about sex and put it in here as a strategy for radical sex. But, you know, it really, really is true that your level of intimacy and connection will determine your level of sexual connection and experience. that just seems to be absolutely true. So radical intimacy, as a little refresher, is it starts with creating emotional safety for yourself and your partner. It's hard to be intimate and have a strong connection if you don't feel safe. So.
Oh, I knew you were going to skip through this quickly. I knew you were going to skip.
You're not ready for the next slide, huh?
I am not ready for the next slide. To me, really, we can just stop here. This is it. This is the key. If you don't feel safe, emotionally safe in your relationship, but in your sexual relationship, it stops. Because if either partner thinks that they're going to be ridiculed or shamed or in trouble for expressing any of their desires, they might do it once, they won't do it again. And then you have to start from scratch. So really, you must have emotional safety for yourself and for your partner.
You are so right. Yes, thank you for stopping me. Thank you for supporting me not to gloss over this. So I'm opening up the Radical Marriage book here to remind myself the chapters. If you want some strategies and tools for supporting radical intimacy in your relationship, the Radical Intimacy chapter is Chapter 7, but I particularly, in terms of creating emotional safety, the communication map, communicating effectively and positively, is crucial. And so the communication map is Chapter 3. And in Chapter 6 is part of radical communication, living your truth. And part of living your truth is telling your truth and proactive and reactive assertiveness and knowing what your boundaries are. And that's part of creating safety for yourself and your partner is to, have your own boundaries and require that they be respected and respect your partner's boundaries as well. We all have boundaries. It's not a free-for-all of anything and everything is okay at any time. So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, to stay within those boundaries and respect each other's, needs as well. So that's, there's more in the Radical Marriage book for you, but, Darlene is absolutely right. Creating emotional safety for yourself and your partner is critical. Continually take emotional risks. In practicing radical intimacy, the deeper you go, the scarier it gets, and the harder it becomes to go even deeper and be even closer. So it's going to take a risk. It's going to be, feeling a bit fearful or feeling a bit resistant and doing it anyway. So,
and you can see where if you didn't have the emotional safety to risk the first time, then you're not going to be able to take that next risk. So each time might feel a little scary, but as long as your partner accepts you, then you can do it the next time.
Well, or the ultimate courage could be you feel unsafe, but you take the risk anyway. I say the ultimate courage because it'd be really hard to do, but it is absolutely possible. Feeling fear or feeling unsafe, we have our reasons for it, right? And some are going to be logical and provable, and others are just irrational, or they're just based on some experience you had in childhood or something like that. So who's running the show? What's running the show? So don't allow fear, don't allow how you feel to run the show. Balance out your feelings and your fear with your head and your intention of what it is you want to create for yourself and in your relationship. So taking risk, if you want to stay safe, go ahead and stay safe. There's nothing wrong with staying safe. The problem is that if you stay safe in your comfort zone, you will never accomplish success. You will never accomplish adventure. You will never accomplish going excitement, because the purpose of a comfort zone is to do away with all that stuff. Success, adventure, excitement doesn't live in a comfort zone. It lives beyond your comfort zone. So can you continually taking risks outside of your comfort zone. And practicing radical intimacy means that you will talk to your partner and clarify your needs, and nothing is off limits. It needs to be safe to talk about anything and everything, to share your deepest desires and fantasies and needs and thoughts. And, you know, even if you think your partner is going to be offended or hurt, because if they are offended or hurt, they're taking it personally. And if it's, you know, a need or a thought or a desire you have, it's not personal to them. That's about you. And part of being safe in a relationship is we take responsibility for our experience. And that's actually in the Radical Marriage book under Radical Communication. That is Chapter 4, Experiencing Your Experience. So taking responsibility for your own experience and supporting your partner to have their experience, and their experience is okay no matter what it is, that's also part of emotional safety and radical intimacy. And if you're doing that, then nothing is off limits. You can say or talk about anything. You say, sweetheart, you know, there's this really, you know, sexy neighbor lady down the street that, you know, I just can't take my eyes off her every time we pass by.
And I would tell you, I look at her too.
So, you know, it doesn't need to be threaten the relationship. If it's I'm sure you would rather know about it and have it be out there than have it be a secret. So this is probably my favorite. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The positive response. Never say no. You both need to be able to count on each other to not reject, turn down, or turn away each other's wants, needs, and desires. And so we will have a knee-jerk resistance when our partner comes to us and they want something or request something that we don't want, that we don't agree with, or that scares us a little bit.
Or even just something that we don't like. So let's take the example of maybe the husband comes to the wife and says, you know, I really miss looking at pornography, and I would really want to share that with you. That's, you know, it's a turn on for me, and I really want to share that with you. But maybe the wife, hates pornography. In fact, it turns her off, right? She doesn't like that. The response that she could give is, I really don't like pornography, but I want you to be able to take advantage of that. And thank you very much for, you know, telling me that you want to experience that. So maybe we could, and then come up with a solution.
Yeah, to find something to say yes to. And there is female-friendly pornography. There is erotica. It doesn't have to be the kind of offensive, pornography, or something that offends you. So a positive response means that you count on each other to respond positively, to respond with what you can say yes to, rather than say, yuck, it, no way, I ain't doing that. You're a jerk, you're a perv to want that. You know, positive response all the time. And it is a bit of a challenge sometimes, you know, to say yes to something that you don't want any part of. But it is a worthy goal to find some part of that you can say yes to, and to work that out with your partner. And have a conversation about it. Explore it together. So you say, honey, I'm having a really hard time finding something to say yes to about this. So, you know, can you brainstorm with me? Can we talk about it some more? You know, what part of this is important to you? What part of this, you know, would make you happy? What small piece or experiment, you know, could we do? You don't have to have the answer. What you can do is have a positive response and talk about it. And there's that upper limit problem. So getting out of your comfort zone, taking the risk, and pushing your upper limit is how to have a radical relationship and experience radical sex. You will never do it staying within your comfort zone, and you can be a team. You can support support each other to expand your upper limits together. This is, you know, this is why I love marriage. This is why I'm a relationship coach. This is why I'm here with you right now conducting this webinar, in that the couple relationship is so powerful, has so much potential to accomplish so much individually and together, that when you are a good team together, you would be amazed what you can accomplish. You can overcome anything. You can accomplish anything. So work to expand your upper limits together. Support each other to do that. So our suggested radical strategy, radical action for practicing radical intimacy, is to go ahead and review what we just talked about, share it with each other, talk about it, and review in the Radical Marriage book, Radical Intimacy, and practice radical intimacy. Practice it. You know, I'm a very applied kind of guy. I care about what to do. Understanding and knowing something is important, but it doesn't go anywhere unless you do something with it. So the Radical Marriage book is full of things to do. What we're talking about today is packed full with things that you can actually do. So our best recommendation, what we really want for you, is to review and implement these strategies with your partner so you can experience radical intimacy and radical sex. Okay, take a breath. Radical sex strategy number 3, share and explore all your fantasies and desires. Give yourself and your partner permission to have and explore all fantasies and desires, you know, and there's things that we might be embarrassed to talk about or share that we might even be ashamed of. But, you know, if it pops into your head, you know, you didn't choose it. It just happened. It, you know, your experience just happens. The thoughts and the feelings that you have, the desires and the fantasies that you have, they just happen.
It's really funny, too, because we all accept that we all have preferences in food and TV shows and music. So why is it harder to accept that we all have preferences in sex?
Yeah. And so give yourself and your partner permission to have and explore, but certainly to have all your fantasies and desires. And the thing about it is, that, you know, whatever thought you have or fantasy or desires inside you, that has energy. And if you try to stop it and make it go away, is it going to go away? No, it's not going to go away. Chances are, if you try to suppress it or stop it or resist it or make it go away, it'll just get stronger. It'll have more power over you. You won't be able to stop thinking about it. You'll obsess about it. And so all it really takes, this is just so simple, it is simple to say, it's not necessarily easy to do, which is share it with your partner. Talk about it. You know, one example that I put in the book that was kind of random is, you know, having the fantasy to have sex with 50 women in one night. Now, physically, that would be like totally impossible. But if it were physically impossible, wow, that would be a lot of fun. But, you know, definitely not going to happen, but if the thought is there and you share it with your partner, then you are experiencing intimacy, you are sharing your innermost, you know, fantasies and desires, and that is the juice of radical marriage and radical sex. So it has energy, so express it with your partner rather than trying to make it go away or being ashamed of it. Find creative ways to fulfill those fantasies and desires. So
in the example with, I don't know, 50 women, but the an example of having multiple partners, I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do. You could watch a movie, a movie with more than one sex partner, or read books or short stories together. You could even do some role play. You could role play. Just something that, even though you're not actually physically having sex with multiple people at one time, but you could still let your partner really immerse him or herself in the whole experience so they feel like they're acting out that fantasy.
Yeah, and you know, the fantasy of having multiple sex partners is, you know, to me, this is just my thought, is it's really about, you know, wanting variety. And we get bored with routine and sameness, and we do want variety, at least, you know, some of us, especially guys. I'll speak for the guys. We like variety. And, you know, we also like routine and, you know, commitment, and we are attracted to the love of a life. You know, let's not forget that. But, you know, we like variety. So there's ways that you can build in variety into your relationship, into your sex life, that fulfill that fantasy for multiple sex partners. It doesn't mean you actually have to have multiple sex partners. But there's plenty of ways to experience multiple sex partners in a way that supports your marriage as well. You know, there's swinging. People do it. There's, you know, having cuddle buddies. There's having, you know, a second and third wife. You know, it's, you know, this is your life. This is your marriage. This is your relationship. And whatever is true and right for you, you know, that's up to you. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. And so what we are saying, our message to you is to give yourself permission to explore it and find a way to express it. If the energy's there, if the thought is there, if that's part of who you are, if it's coming up for you, give yourself permission to express it and explore it. So radical action for sharing and exploring all your fantasies and desires is share your fantasies and desires with your partner as they happen. And this is so rare because most people censor themselves. And they don't share it because it's not the right time, or they're ashamed or embarrassed about it, or they're afraid of hurting or offending their partner. There's lots of reasons not to share it. But the best time to express something is spontaneously when it happens. So if you can find a way to do that. So, you know, let's say you have a baby and you're changing the baby's diapers. And then you have this fantasy going in your head. Just for some reason it popped in there. And you call your partner over. You say, you know, honey, I was just having this fantasy of X while I was changing our dear little darling here. You know, that is radical intimacy. That, you know, who wouldn't want to have that kind of relationship, that kind of freedom of expression? And it is possible, but you have to stop censoring yourself. It is a normal, natural reaction to hold back and censor yourself. And radical marriage, having radical intimacy, means that you don't censor yourself, that you share with your partner everything that's going on for you. Don't hold back, because it becomes a pattern. So, on to radical strategy number 4, daily sex. Build sex into your routine. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do something you don't want to do, or you have to, you know, take time off of work or put everything else aside. This does mean build sex into your routine. And especially, we talked about in part one, we talked about appointment sex, you know, scheduling sex, building it into your routine by deciding upon actually, you know, when and how often. And so when you have it into your routine, then you know it's going to happen. You anticipate it. It actually becomes more exciting. I've had lots of people tell me that they thought that scheduling sex is not a good idea, because then it would take away spontaneity and excitement. Well, yeah, okay, you are sacrificing spontaneity, but anticipation is incredibly exciting. And so you know you're going to have sex at, you know, let's say you're going to have a nooner, and all morning you can be looking ahead to it and anticipating it, or even, you know, starting the night before. So appointment sex can be very, very exciting. And when you schedule sex, you can, when you do it often enough, You can also skip it if you need to. You know, sometimes life gets in the way. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you're just too busy, and that's okay. But you definitely want to keep it on the schedule and make it happen whenever you can. And it,
well,
yeah.
For me, this has been a strategy I've used, not the sex part, but for exercise. I have, for most of my life, scheduled exercise on my calendar 7 days a week. And that means I usually exercise 5 days a week, because if I scheduled it for 5 days a week, I'd probably only exercise 3 days a week.
There you go.
So I recognize that, you know, you can't when you try and do something often, sometimes things come up, but that's okay. So it's a great strategy.
Yeah. So daily sex provide comfort and security. And you don't have to worry about it being boring and being too often. And, you know, I'm getting so tired of sex. We're just doing it too much. You know, because when you have daily sex, what I discovered is that you get creative, because you don't want to be bored. You don't want to resist it and say, oh, man, again. You know, so what can you do to make it exciting and interesting? And so all you need to do is ask yourself, you know, what do I want today? What would make me happy today? You know, what would pleasure me today? And you don't have to do what you don't want to do. You can identify what you do want to do with your partner that would be fulfilling and pleasurable to you. And daily sex does not necessarily mean intercourse and orgasm. You know, daily sex can be, that's the next slide. So, intercourse and orgasm is not the only kind of sex to have. And yes, that is the goal and what's fulfilling for a lot of people a lot of the time. But in a radical marriage, you know, we value closeness. We value affection and touching. We value being sexual with each other all the time. And we can't do that if sex only meant intercourse. So an example of sex, or a sexual kind of intimacy that is not intercourse, is private touching. And all that means is you touch your partner and your partner touches you in a way that nobody else touches you and nobody else touches your partner. It's a very intimate thing, and couples do it all the time. So when Darlene and I are together, whether we're on the couch or we're driving or even laying in bed, my hand is on her thigh all the time. That's sort of where it wants to be. That's sort of where it lives. And, you know,
and my sister does not put her hand on my thigh. Right? That's how you can tell, right? My sister and I who knows, maybe one day we would walk hand in hand down the street and that would feel okay, but she would not put her hand on my thigh.
So private touching is very, very intimate. It is sexual, and, you know, it doesn't mean sex like intercourse, but, you know, it is, Darlene's inner thigh is a sexual spot, and that's where my hand wants to be all the time. And I think she finds it pleasurable. She hasn't, you know, told me no. Do you mind my hand being on your thigh, sweetheart?
I love it.
There you go. So, but, you know, there's other, you know, fun forms of private touching that can be more and more and more sexual and more intimate. And this is a way to practice daily sex. And a lot of couples do this and they don't even know. And there are many ways to even enhance private touching to be even more sexual and more exciting and more fun. The example that we have in the book is, you know, sitting together on the couch watching TV and the husband starts fondling the wife's breast. And private touching ideally is something that, you know, you talk about, and you talk about, you know, what's welcomed and what's okay and what's not welcomed. And, you know, Darlene's made it very, very clear that during her A shows, private touching is not okay.
Kept to a minimum.
It's distracting. She doesn't want to be distracting during her A shows, like, you know, Top Chef and Project Runway.
So, I mean, to me, the boundaries really need to be clear here, because private touching, I mean, if it is like having your hand on your thigh and you're on your couch, maybe you don't need a lot of boundaries around that. But what if you're out in public, right? Is it okay to put your hand on someone's thigh if you're in a restaurant?
Or fondle your breast?
Exactly. And you know, some people who are more adventurous, you know, people like to have outdoor sexual experiences. But that is definitely something that you would want to have your boundaries around. So if you're comfortable with that or not comfortable, you would want to talk about that ahead of time.
Right. So since this is an everyday thing, it's definitely something you want to talk about and be on the same page about. So we lower our boundaries with our partner, and we want them to touch us. And it's subtle, and it's intimate, and it's fun all by itself, and it is daily sex. That's daily sex does not have to mean intercourse and orgasm every single day of the week. But being physically intimate can happen every day in ways that are pleasurable for both of you. It expresses attraction and appreciation for your partner. It really, really does enhance your relationship. It is so, so sad to me when I see couples that seem to have this physical gulf between them. They can be walking down the street. They are not touching each other at all. Darlene and I walk down the street, we're holding hands, guaranteed. They are having dinner and at a restaurant, and they might as well be at other tables. You know, they're not talking, they're not even looking at each other. And so your attraction and your appreciation for your partner being expressed in private touching, in radical intimacy, is, in my reality, what's necessary for a radical marriage, and that's the kind of life and relationship that I would want. And do you want that? So, radical action for daily sex. Initiate a daily routine of private touching. Discuss what would be okay and welcomed, and do your best to lower your boundaries and try things you normally would not. And so, Darlene and I have discussed it, and we've agreed, you know, no private touching during Project Runway. Okay. So, initiate a daily routine and try different forms of radical I can't even talk. Try different forms of private touching, and you know, see what's pleasurable to you. See what's pleasurable to your partner. Experiment. You know, have fun with it. Radical sex strategy number 5: expand beyond intercourse. Explore what you can do besides traditional intercourse. And we talked a bit about that during daily sex. It's, you know, almost physically impossible to, you know, have intercourse and orgasm, you know, every day. And many people would not even want that. But there are many creative, sexually intimate activities you can do every day. And so explore what that would be. And if you limit sex to just intercourse, you're going to have a pretty boring life, and you're only going to want it
once every other month.
What did that woman want? But you know, even that woman, if she were to expand her definition of sex and have a goal of being sexually intimate every day, and how could we do that in a way that would be pleasurable and that you would want to, I'd be very interested in what answer she came at. I really do get strongly she doesn't want to have intercourse, but would she like, you know, like in the slide here, would she like to have a massage or have her back rubbed or her feet rubbed, you know, things like that. And so the cool thing is when you expand beyond intercourse and you explore and you experiment and you try to find, you know, things to do in addition to intercourse, then you find new things. And you might find your new favorite thing. And the cool, fun thing about exploration is that you don't know what you don't know. And there's a whole world of discovery out there. And the thing about relationships is that, you know, they become so familiar and so comfortable, and it is what it is, and there's nothing more. But actually, there can be way more. But we don't see it. We need to explore it and find it. And so trying different things may lead to finding your new favorite thing.
Well, and also you want to look at some stuff that you maybe didn't like in the past. You know, times change, and your tastes are going to change. And, you know, so something maybe that you didn't like before maybe could turn out to be your new favorite thing. So I think the key is just to stay relaxed and stay curious and not give in to kind of that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, I didn't like that before. What if you did? What if, you know, what if you took it slower this time? What if you, you know.
Or what if you got drunk first?
Or what if you took it slower this time? Yeah, how could you do it differently? You know, there are so many different ways to explore. So I wouldn't write off something that you didn't like, you know, 6 months ago to 10 years ago.
And it is an awful lot of fun to do that with your partner. It is a team effort to be adventurous and explore and increase your sexual repertoire together. What's more fun, honestly? What can you imagine to be more fun? I can't imagine anything else. So another aspect of expanding beyond intercourse is instead of doing things separate from your partner, do them with your partner. And I am particularly addressing, including, thinking of things like pornography, masturbation, things that people are normally ashamed of and do privately. Do with your partner. You don't have to do it in private. It's actually more fun to do it with your partner and make it a shared activity. But you have to get over your own shame and embarrassment. But that's part of radical marriage, is allowing yourself to be who you are and expressing and sharing that with your partner. And so, you know, instead of doing things separate from them, you don't have to have an affair. You can have an affair with your partner, you know. Whatever it is that you would, you know, think about doing separate, it's amazing that how much more fun and fulfilling it can be when you do it with your partner. So, a recommended radical action, and this is actually a lot of fun, is to brainstorm and research alternatives together and try one new non-traditional form of sex once a month. And, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to talk about as a couple? Talking about your sex life, talking about new things you might like to try, researching on the internet, researching on Amazon.com for books and videos, you know, researching even pornography sites, you know, things like that. You never know when you're going to find, you know, something new to check out and check that out with your partner. So that is our recommendation for one way that you can expand beyond intercourse. It's sometimes hard to think of all by yourself off the top of your head. When you brainstorm together and you do a little research together and you're reading books together and you're generating ideas together, you can accomplish far more. It's amazing how many ideas and variations are out there. But, you know, discover them together. Radical sex strategy number 6, learn. This is continuing the theme of there's so much more there to discover and we don't know what we don't know. And since relationships and sex was not just invented, believe it or not, they've been around for a long time. You know, other people have discovered a lot of things that we have yet to discover. And, of course, there are things that we can discover that nobody else knows about yet, although I can't imagine what they might be. So it is quite an adventure. Continue to discover and learn new things and expand your possibilities together. Books, instructional videos, workshops, classes, sex coaches, these are some ways to find new things that you can learn and try out. And one thing I'd like to share is that a few years ago, I stumbled across a book. I saw a recommendation for a book somewhere called Orgasmic Meditation. So what an interesting terminology, interesting name, Orgasmic Meditation. What the heck is that? So got the book, read the book, and seemed like a really cool thing to do and try out. So I shared it with Darlene. And she read the book, and I actually, you know, now, this was some years ago, now I recommend that you actually read these books together, but, you know, this is before we knew all this stuff. So she read the book, and then we decided to try it out, and it was really cool, and we actually, you know, developed a practice of this, and it's called Orgasmic Meditation. The book is, the author is Nicole Dadone. She has a website at onetaste.us, and it is something that you have to kind of follow the instructions and practice, and, you know, it shouldn't take too long to get good at it, maybe a week or two or a month or two, and it's something that you can include in your repertoire regularly, but it's something that, you know, I stumbled across, and, you know, wow, this is really cool, and we're really glad that we found it. So we definitely included that in our repertoire. And that's just, you know, example of one thing. It's a personal example of something that I discovered that I knew nothing about before that ended up really, really enhancing our relationship. And I do recommend it, you know, check it out, Orgasmic Meditation. But there's many, many other things out there. So the whole principle here is to explore, is to discover and learn together, expand your possibilities together. So radical action, surf the internet, Amazon and elsewhere, find books and videos and websites, and select a few to explore with your partner. And again, and maybe this is just, you know, me being a guy, but, you know, what more fun is there to do with your partner? I can't imagine anything else. You could go bowling. You can go to a movie, or you can do this. I think this would be way more fun than going bowling or to a movie. Radical sex strategy number 7. This is the final strategy we have to share with you today. I'm sure there's a lot more, but this is what we have time for today. Compile your radical sex playlist. So what is a playlist? This is a fairly new term that came about in the past, you know, 10, 15 years from the Apple iPod or having a playlist of songs on a CD. So a playlist is a list of things that you enjoy. And they can be very, very different things. So versus an album of songs by the same artist and it puts them all in a row and that's you know, you might buy the album. But you put your songs together in a way that's pleasing to you, and then that becomes your playlist. So your radical sex playlist would be putting together a selection of your favorite sexual routines. And actually, the graphic, the picture we have up here on the slide is not accurate. Routines is not the same as sexual positions. We're not talking about sexual positions at all. A routine is an activity of which a sexual position could be one thing you do, but what would be your favorite things to do, your favorite sexual routines? And as you are exploring and learning and you're increasing your sexual repertoire, it is so cool when you stumble across something that you can add to your radical sex playlist. Like a few years ago, we added orgasmic meditation to our radical sex playlist. So put together a selection of your current favorite sexual routines, the things that you know you like to do together on a regular basis, and that's what you can start from, and then continue to add to it. And hopefully you will be together for a long time, You will be practicing radical sex together for a long time. You'll be exploring and learning and experimenting and being adventurous for a long time. And so your goal would be to have a nice, long radical sex playlist so that you will always have something to pull out when, you know, daily sex or appointment sex comes around. So combine your playlist with appointment sex as a way to create anticipation and excitement. And so what this means is that you would actually make a plan. You say, well, you know, how about orgasmic meditation later today? And then if I were to say that, then Darlene would be thinking about that all day and creating anticipation and excitement. So you can combine your radical sex playlist. You can actually make a plan if you have appointment sex. This is the advantage of appointment sex. If you value being spontaneous and the excitement of being spontaneous, then you can't make a plan, and then you can't anticipate, oh, boy, we're going to practice orgasmic meditation later. But, you know, part of radical sex is we are not saying never be spontaneous, not at all. You can certainly be spontaneous, but definitely, you know, make sex happen on a planned routine basis. Build it into your routine so that it happens. It's part of your life, just like brushing your teeth or eating meals or, you know, it's important to you. Important enough to build it into your routine. So, in terms of compiling your radical sex playlist, the radical action that we have for you is to go ahead and start it, and each of you make a list of your top three favorite sexual routines, at least, and add over time. And examples of routines, again, it's not, you know, a single position. These are some examples that we have for you. Toy day. What is toy day? Can you imagine what toy day is? Toy day is where you bring out your collection.
I think everybody knows what toy day is.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it anyway. You bring out your collection of sexual toys, the things that you have, you know, decided to try out and kept around, and you have fun with that. You're going to make it toy day. Or bath day. You know, you take a bath together. Or erotic video day, or pleasure her day, where, you know, he or she, depending on the, you know, orientation there, will focus on his or her partner 100%. It is totally pleasure her day. It's all about her pleasure. It is being of service to her pleasure. And then there's pleasure him day, where he or she, depending upon his sexual orientation, will pleasure him 100%. It's really giving a gift. It's really being of service to, you know, provide total pleasure. It's all about you. I'm going to focus on you 100%. You know, and that's an example of a sexual routine. We talked about some others in Radical Sex Part 1, for example, like, we did mention passive sex. You know, that's an example. You can have passive sex day. You could have erotic massage day. You know, the possibilities are endless. So start your radical sex playlist. Explore and be adventurous in your sex life and make it your goal to add to your radical playlist. And then once you have a nice selection of things in your radical playlist, then you will never, ever be short of creative ideas for what you can do together. And what happens when you are short of creative ideas is what? You will do the same thing over and over and over, and it'll be boring. And when you only have sex once every, what was that, every other month? Was that what she said?
Every other week.
Every other week. If you only have sex every other week, then you can do the same thing, and it'll feel fresh. But that's having sex once every other week. That might not be enough for you. Part of radical sex is to have as much sex as you want and to build it in to your relationship and your life every day in some way. So if you have a radical sex playlist, you will never be bored. You will always have alternatives. You will never be non-creative. It will never be the same thing over and over and over again. So that's it. So let's summarize. 7 strategies for radical sex. First, identify your biggest dream or vision for your sexual relationship. Practice radical intimacy. Share and explore all your fantasies and desires together. Daily sex, and that can be private touching, that can be, you know, not necessarily, you know, intercourse and orgasm. Expand beyond traditional intercourse. It's fun, it's exciting, it's there's many, many possibilities. Learn. You don't know what you don't know. There is a whole world of things out there that you can try, that you can learn, that will be, you know, fun and fulfilling to you, that you can explore together. So learn. And lastly, compile your radical sex playlist. It's a lot of fun, trust me. So our desire for you is that you make your life together your greatest adventure. And we do welcome your questions. Go ahead and put them in the question box. I'm going to check what questions there are so far. And Susan is asking, Susan made a comment. You say to have a lot of sex. How much is a lot or not enough? Well, we did not say to have a lot of sex. What we said was, we posed a question, which was, what would make you radically ecstatically happy? So radical sex is whatever would make you very, very, very happy with your sex life. So we're not saying have a lot of sex. It's really about what would make you happy. So how much is a lot or not enough? It's whatever would make you happy, Susan. That's really all there is to it. And you know,
right. Well, you know what? We kind of tease somebody who wants to have sex only once a month, but seriously, if that is very fulfilling to you, then once a month is fine. It's completely up to you. The thing is, don't sell yourself short. There's a whole world out there of possibilities and that connection that you really that kind of connection that you really need to be intimate with someone to feel, is once a month really what you would want? You
right.
really need to explore that.
Right. And so we talked about how, you know, your fantasies, your desires, your needs, your wants, you know, that's all energy. And if you hold it back or suppress it, then it tends to have power over you. It tends to not go away. It tends to, you know, create depression or anxiety or compulsions or obsessions or anger. You know, it's just so unproductive if you suppress it or try to repress it. So expressing it, you know, that energy, you have that energy inside you. And in a great relationship, you can express that energy. You can express who you are in your relationship. And so whether it's a lot or not enough is not even the question here. It's expressing the energy that's inside you freely in your relationship. And let's see. We have a question here. What if one person opens up and the other person listens but doesn't put any action into it as if nothing was said? You know, if you make agreements and then the other person doesn't keep the agreement, or the other person, you know, responds positively to you or makes promises and then they don't deliver, they don't show up, they don't do it. And so this is one of those situations where you would practice assertiveness, you would practice radical intimacy, you would definitely take responsibility. You know, it is not your partner's job to make you happy. They are not responsible to make you happy. It is your job to take responsibility and to show up and say something and do something. So your happiness is not dependent upon your partner figuring it all out and keeping an agreement and doing what they say they do. If you do put your happiness dependent upon your partner, then guaranteed you will not be happy because they will never do it how and when you want it. So a lot of radical marriage is about accepting your partner truly for who they are and supporting each other's happiness, prioritizing each other's happiness. So if you are prioritizing your partner's happiness and they are prioritizing your happiness, then you're making each other happy. And if your perception of your experience is that your partner is not prioritizing your happiness, they're not showing up, they're not doing what you want them to do, then talk about it. And what would make you happy? And go ahead and make those requests and work at being an effective team. So the key here, as we mentioned before, is being a good team together. And remember, there's no I in team, right? And so you do want your partner to prioritize your happiness. You are willing to prioritize their happiness. So definitely before you start talking to them about what they're not doing, go ahead and look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you doing? So that's my best recommendation for this question. That, yeah, it is frustrating when you talk about something with your partner, they seem to listen, they seem to agree, and then it doesn't happen. My question to you is, what are you doing? That's your power. Take responsibility. Prioritize your partner's happiness. Just don't, you know, focus on what's not happening for you that you want to have happen. And let's see, any other questions came in? If you have a question, put it in the question box. So, nope, no more questions. Well, Darlene, I think that's it for today. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, I'm glad you joined us today, and radical marriage and radical sex is available to everybody. I would love for people to, I'd love for people to have what we have, and just don't give up.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, any challenges, you want more information, you know, definitely let us know. We're available. We're real people. Go to radicalmarriage.com. You know, we have a contact form there. There's more information on the website. And thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time. So bye for now. Mm-hmm.